Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I know it's been a long time. I have a few interviews that I want to do this month with friends like Luigi Pacheco, Jeric Arceus, and Kai Kazu. Let's see kung matutuloy yung mga yun. But for now, I just want to start putting out content here on the podcast that, you know, I talk a lot, you know, madaldal ako. And I also have a lot of school talks. And I want to just, I mean, at least put that out there so that you guys can listen in and eavesdrop. One, you know, today's podcast is going to be my answers to a interview with a student. So a lot of students actually email me asking questions about how I started vlogging or mental health questions or things about advocacies. And yeah, so here's one such interview, which, you know, this exact file I'm actually going to send to the student. Not going to name her here na lang, but yeah, so there are 10 questions. The first question is, when did you start vlogging and what made you want to become a vlogger? Well, kahit introvert ako ng high school, I had Snapchat, and that's kind of what helped me become more friendly to the camera because I would make Janina Vela parodies. So a lot of you guys, surprisingly, lately, a lot of you have do not know that Janina Vela, the vlogger, is my sister. So her second name is Vela, her last name is still Punzanan. And yeah, so as my sister, she, you know, as her brother, I get to make parodies of her. And yeah, I would show it to my friends and they would laugh. And that's kind of what just drove me to making videos online anyway. And for fun lang naman talaga at the beginning. But yeah, God brought me here. God brought me to a place where the platform has been expanded and my audience has now kind of changed. It's not the same audience as Janina's, and I'm happy to have you. Yes, you right now listening to the podcast. And of course, hello student that I'm not gonna name. Thank you for interviewing me. And yeah, I never really wanted to become a vlogger. I just wanted to share memories with my friends. And then later on, yung naging passion ko is to share the message that there is abundant life when you live with Jesus. Number two, what is the content of your vlog and how did you come up with it, that kind of content? I don't call myself a vlogger. Hindi ako nag-vlog anymore. My content for the first 1.5 to 2 years of my career, yeah, were vlogs. But, you know, when you differentiate vlogs as in documentaries of a normal day from, diba, inspirational videos, talking, and, you know, podcast type videos or travel edits, ganun. I've been focusing more on, you know, that sort of content lately. And I'm almost at my 100th inspirational video. I put it out every day on Twitter and on Instagram. Just 1 to 2 minute bite-sized faith-based content. So that's the current content of my quote-unquote vlog, but more of like video channel. How did you come up with that kind of content? It's a long story. I started out, yun nga, just putting out stuff for fun, and then I had it in me. Parang biglang napansin ko na nababurn out ako kapag nagpo-post ako ng mga content na, oy, pranks lang, challenges lang. And not to shade up, you know, throw shade at anyone who is providing really good entertainment value out there on the internet. A lot of them are my friends. But para sa akin, di ba? I mean, everyone has their own special flavor, and my special flavor was inspirational. And I just went for it. At first, wala masyadong nakinig sa akin. But, you know, with time and with patience, just keep putting out the content and people are gonna hear if it's actually good content. Yeah, so that's how I came up with that content. I just wanted to put out something that you can listen to at the start of your day. It's called Good Morning Nate. And something really quick, you know, while you're brushing your teeth or while you're on your commute or on your way to school or work, or even while you're dressing up, just play me in the background, diba? Number three, when you first started out, were you embarrassed to tell people what you did? Not really. Wala akong hiya. Yeah, I don't know what else to say to that. Number four, what are the perks of being a vlogger? It feels nice to be validated because of all the likes and people following you and encouragements from people. Sometimes meron pang nagpapapicture sa mall. And it's nice, but you know, you gotta differentiate influencer from sikat lang, diba? Influencer means you have an effect on someone's cognition, diba? Naiiba ang pag-iisip ng isang tao dahil sa sinasabi mo, dahil sa mensahe mo. And, you know, if, kaya nga we have the term under the influence, diba? They think differently. And if you don't have that sort of influence, then hindi ka influencer, sikat ka lang. And, you know, how that relates to the question, the perks of being a vlogger, parang I feel like, when the fame is nothing compared to knowing that I get to impact the lives of people, you know, and I get to help them, and all glory to God for sure. It's not me, but you know, I'm just reading the Bible. Ano pa bang perks? Well, real talk, maraming PR packages from brands na sinesend sa akin, which is fun. So, you know, Head & Shoulders would send me shampoo, Oxygen would send me clothes, other, some food brands, you know, mga snacks, Chichiria, they would send me, and kaya tumaba ako eh. But, yeah, those are nice perks also. Again, lahat naman ng trabaho merong perks, but, yeah, I'm not in it for the perks, I'm really in it just to put it out there, just to, anyway, number five. How do you ensure your video blogs connect with your viewers? Give them what they need. I feel like I just talk to them. I reply to DMs, and I can't reply to all of them, but I reply to a lot of them, and marami sa nagda-DM sa akin, nag-open up sila. Heart to heart kami a little bit minsan eh. And I get to hear their struggles and their problems, and I get to hear what they need advice about the most, and that's kind of what helps me think up topics for future videos. So just like any business, if you treat this as a business, like a content or a media business, it's being consumer centric. Just get to know your audience and get to know what they want. And you gotta balance that, syempre, with not being enslaved to them, diba? Again, like, the validation of likes and subscribes and follows, sometimes it makes you want to, you know, it sometimes makes you look to people, to pleasing people, for your security, you know? But surely you won't find your security in pleasing people, because you can't please everyone. And one day you'll put out something and people aren't gonna like it. Where's your security now, diba? So put it in your loved ones, put it in the people who love you unconditionally, no matter what. For me, most especially, that's God. Number six, why do you think it's worth it to go into online videos with all the people already doing it? I never said that I think it's worth it. Honestly, like, you study to be a doctor, study to be a lawyer, study to be in environmental science, that's another good one. Study to get into the business of transportation, that's another one. Those are all worth it in terms of money. So as a business, this whole content creator thing, sakto lang. I mean, I'm blessed, you know, I'm very thankful, and God has brought me to a good place. Thank you na lang for, you know, thank you Lord for all of the brands that wanna collab with me. But I never got into this for the money. A lot of people do nowadays, and that's fine. But kung hindi ka magiging mainstream content creator, then it's hard to make this into a get-rich business, eh. Unless mag fa 500k ka na subscribers minimum. Per video, meron kang 50,000 views. And you post maybe 3 videos a week. If you're lower than that, then there is still significant value, but it's not one that will get you rich. What makes it worth it for me is what I mentioned earlier. It's really just getting to help people. Narinig ko yung mga, nababasa ko yung mga kwento ng mga tao eh. And everyone has their own story, and everyone is a child of God, loved by God. And I wanna do what I can, diba, to help them out. Question 7. Do you ever get tired of videotaping things? And if so, why? Yeah, I mean, it's work that I like, but it's still work. So, sakto lang. Parang I can't really give a very specific comment on this. I shoot stuff. Siguro yung Good Morning, it's different. It depends on the content eh. For Good Morning, Nate, it's not the videotaping that's tiring eh. It's not the videotaping that's the centerpiece of the content. It's really just me talking. And even then, hindi ako napapagod. Although, after I shoot, and I'm thinking of words to say, and I'm talking for 10 straight minutes, reshooting, I need to take a break. It is tiring. Like, I get tired. But, parang in general, I don't get tired or burned out from Good Morning, Nate. Kasi I love doing it eh. Dati lang talaga, when I would make challenge and prank videos. Which, again, a lot of people are great at it. And more power to them. But if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. And you gotta be confident in your identity and in your value. And in your specific, special flavor. How do you deal with viewers who dislike your content? Nowadays, I just remember those who like my content. And I remember that meron akong specific market. Meron akong target market, actually. It's a specific group of people. College to young professional, diba? From all these different socioeconomic strata, but somehow, diba? Inglesero ako eh, konyo ako eh. So, you know, people who walk, talk, look, and think like me are my target. Of course, if I reach people outside that, I would love that. That would be super awesome. But gets more, like, I'm talking to a very specific crowd, and that helps me narrow down how I treat my content and the things that I talk about and the way that I talk, which is very natural to me. And so if I have haters and they're 13-year-olds who don't know what they're talking about, it's very, very easy for me because I'm not out to please everyone. I'm not out to please you. Diba? However, I guess there are some people who are Christian young professionals who are very technical in their theology, and you know, they think very well, and then they give criticism sa akin. Yun yung medyo masakit. But first, I think baka tama sila, diba? Just be humble na lang, because if it's a real criticism, then even if they're jerks about it, maybe they're right. And you can, ako, I usually just ignore it, but I get a lesson from it. Sometimes there's something to learn pa rin. Number 9, how do you want people to remember you? I love Jesus and talk about him. That's it. I want people to remember that Nate Punzalan lived to encourage other people and lead them to a relationship with God. Number 10, what's the best piece of advice you could give to a newbie? Depende sa goal mo eh. Vlogging or YouTubing or being an influencer or content creator is so varied. It's such a broad topic now. There's so many specializations you can get into. And so many intentions also. But the very first thing is, enjoy mo ba talaga siya? Diba? If you're going to do it as a business, for money, or if you're gonna do it just for memories with friends, either way, enjoy mo ba siya? Kasi kung hindi mo enjoy, if you don't have fun, if it's not your passion, either the editing part, or the filming part, or whatever, if you don't like any of it, then just stop doing it. But yun, if you're doing it as a business, my advice is get a target market, get a niche, get something specific. Don't parang mahirap kasi talaga mag mainstream. And if you're doing something that everyone else is doing, so find something unique about you. Lalo na if you want to talk about books, you want a channel dedicated towards books, towards shoes, towards architecture, towards skateboarding. Dito sa Philippines, the market for specific and niche content creators is still growing and still open. The usual challenge and prank videos, vlogs. You can put out some, diba? But don't make that your main stream of content. Unless sobrang ganda ng personality mo. If you're really, really funny, diba? Or you're really confident in your personality, sobrang bibo, diba? Then go ahead, by all means, try it. And then the other one is siguro just don't give up. A lot of businesses, they lose money in the first year. So if you're gonna treat this like a business, and you know you really want to do this, if you really love it, then don't give up. Do it for one whole year. Produce one video a week. Be consistent for one whole year. Just because your first 5 videos for 1 month didn't get any views, that doesn't mean that for the rest of the year you won't get any views. So just keep creating. 12 months times 4 videos once a week, 52 weeks in a year, that's 52 videos. One in those 52 videos will probably get some sort of traction, and then share it with all of your friends. And I can do a whole course on how to start vlogging, but first of all, you gotta enjoy it, man. So yeah, those are the 10 questions. I hope you guys enjoyed this content. Wow, I spent 17 minutes talking about this. Yeah, I will see you guys in the next podcast, and as always, have a great day.